little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So I'm just going to add something to get you a feel for the structure. So the structure will come out of practice, but it doesn't need to be unfettered practice. It needs to be reflective practice. It needs to be grounded on something. So the ideal thing is to be working closely with a trainer who's doing shared surgeries with you. So you're watching them consult, them deal with time pressures, them deal with priorities, and trying to do that within a 10 minute framework. So substitute for the shared consultations is I'll have a bank of consultations that I'm recording that you can listen to, and that will also give you a grounding of the way that consultations can be organized across a breadth of problems, including some of those will be emotional health problems too. So to give you a feel for, in this context, how is it possible to contextualize what's going on in the patient's life and prioritize and to do the touch and go empathy, and then to go on with producing some sort of coherent strategy, a plan between the patient and yourself about where you go to next.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.